Straight Talk on WRHI-FM 100.1 and CN2 is presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now here's Manning Kimmel broadcasting live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill with Straight Talk, selected by the South Carolina Broadcasters Association as the state's top public affairs program.
And a good afternoon. Welcome into Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, for another edition of our Straight Talk program presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Our thanks as well to Piedmont Medical Center, a community built on care. And you can find out more about them online at PiedmontMedicalCenter.com. Very pleased to have back with us on the microphones a guy you're coming to know better and better because you listen to him on the radio all the time. His name is John Warden. He is the founder, chief head honcho, everything at Champion Services here in Rock Hill, which does basically anything when it comes to construction, commercial, residential, whatever. Now, we're not here today to talk about construction. We're here to talk today about construction workers and the need for them. Is that right, John?
Absolutely, Manning. Anybody that's reading the headlines or seeing what's happening, understand that some of the workforce is not going to be available any longer, or they're leaving the country for of their own accord or not.
Let me put some icing on that cake, because I have a statistic that's sitting on my desk. I didn't get to it today, that I think it's 1.2 million workers, Hispanic workers, have either left on their own or been put on a plane and sent back, and that is creating quite a shortage everywhere. I think they said 96% of every contractor surveyed in the country is now crying the same blues you are right now.
Well, we're shorthanded even before that. I mean, because the lack of the qualified people or people with the desire to get out and work with their hands. The bulk of what I do is not machine-oriented. It's craftsmanship. And so what we're missing and what we have been missing for quite a bit of time now is the effect of the, to be honest, the native-born Americans that want to get out and work with their hands and get sweaty and learn a skill set, maybe because it's not glamorous, but, you know, in today's world, it pays well.
Oh, it pays very well. And I think in today's world, it's perceived a lot differently than it was just as recent as 5 years ago, because of COVID, when everybody ran home, and particularly in the construction industry, they, you know, companies folded up left and right, because they just didn't have work to do. Companies, you know, weren't as strong as Champion Services to get through all this. But they, we now have a situation because of supply and demand that a finished carpenter, a truck driver, somebody who's a brick mason, they can make six figures, no problem.
Well, it happens in my company, to be honest. And these are guys that have honed their skills. They've came in, maybe not as educated. Now, I'm for education. When I say education, I'm talking about a degree in something other than where their trade holds. Right. College degrees, high school, you know, these are the efforts that we want to see that people come in with. What we really need is an ethic to want to go to work. You can apply knowledge is a wonderful thing. Education is a great thing, but if you can't apply it and you can't work within the confines of what you've learned. In construction, in our world, you know, you can be taught and learn as you go and escalate in pay as you grow in the skill sets that you can apply. You know, that's one of the things I love to talk to and get into today is about the education process going in with, you know, the high schools returning to this type of mechanical and type of construction classes and colleges where they just don't teach this anymore. You know, the gift of the Hispanic and a lot of other people, not necessarily minimizing anyone, is that they're very gifted working with their hands. They desire to be. And so the education of machine operation doesn't really enter into it. It just enters into a situation where they're just good with their hands. And if they are, the bulk of what we do at Champion falls underneath that content.
You know, we have had on this program a number of times, a delightful lady by the name of Laura Ulrich. She's a former economist from Winthrop University, went to work for the Federal Reserve, and now works with an employment company called Indeed as their chief economist, whatever it is. Anyway, she gave a speech here about a week ago down to the annual meeting of the I-77 Alliance, and she gave these startling statistics, one of which basically boiled down that you can't get young American men who want to work. That's one of the big, huge gap. Just what you're saying.
Well, that's the key. I think, again, the glamour, and everybody wants to go to a computer-based thing in the air conditioner setting in the inside, and there's nothing wrong with that. There's a call for that. But I think what we run into is that is what's really opened up the prospect of a lot of people that would come into this country, won't get into illegal and illegal, but they come into this country with a desire to work and get out and get dirty and do the jobs that, unfortunately, we don't have applicants for. Nobody's coming to show up for the applications of these things. When I say nobody, very minimal. And so it's not that, to be honest with the Hispanic labor, using that as a content, is working for cheap labor or free. No, that's not the case. Not the case at all. So the encouragement is to start to go back to the old, let's get out and go to work. You know, it used to be paper drives, push lawnmowers going up down the sidewalk. People were cutting grass. They were blowing leaves. They were cleaning up. That's just not, doesn't seem to be the situation anymore, and it seems to have fell and assumed to fall to a different set of hands. And a lot of that has been the Hispanics that are willing to step in and to do that, and they make a very good living and a very good lifestyle doing that. You know, you walk the malls sometimes, and you look around what's in the malls.
Oh, yeah.
And you'll find that the bulk of that in there spending money because of how their lifestyle is. I'm not going to question the ethics of taxation or paying or what they do or don't. But if you watch, that's what's in spending the money stirring the economy. And if you look, it really trigger that by the fact that they're willing to do the extra things to go to work to do what's necessary. Now, listen. I'm a born and bred American. I love this country as much as anybody, and I love the effort. I grew up, my father had an understanding, is nothing beats a try but a failure. If you don't get out and go to work, you don't earn it. Yeah. If you had to ask for a couple of bucks to go to a movie, you better have a good explanation as to why you hadn't made it somewhere. And that's just who he was, and that, yeah, a little older times. But there's nothing wrong with returning with that type of mindset and lifestyle, especially if we can get to schools, high schools, as early as we can. And also parents out there and grandparents out there encouraging the young people to get out and get their hands dirty.
And to me, that's the key right there. You know, I grew up in a time where everybody said, you got to go to college, you got to go to college, you got to go to college, right? That's changing. I mean, I'm seeing it as well from the higher education standpoint. They're changing all their curriculums to get people job ready. And the schools are being very upfront, saying there's, you know, there are kids here that don't need to go to college. They can earn a big, fat paycheck working with what God gave them, their hands and their brain.
Well, I was top of the class when I was in high school. Went to 10 and a half years back in the Quinmester days where you could arrange that, gain some college credits, or you can move ahead quickly. So I was just turned 16 when I got out of school. And now I have picked up some degrees in engineering and some different law things and things for application processes, of which we do at Champion. But I worked my way through that as I needed to and gained that knowledge, and it was an opportunity. So it, not everyone is cut out for the long, elongated in-office applications of work ethics. Okay, I got to be outside. And that it was grown to me. You close me in, and I'm like a caged lion. And so... you know, I have a lot of degrees, and most of them come from the degree of the College of Hard Knocks. And so I got a degree in that, and I think I'm probably at the top of that class.
You know, I heard a commentator just last night say that what part of what needs to be done on this, and this is kind of a big scale, is we have to come up with an immigration program that allows people, let's say from Mexico, who want to come here to work, to have a special type of permit that allows them to come in here without going through all the hoops of citizenship. They work for a period of time, and then they go back and reapply. Something along those lines.
I agree with that 100%. You know, it shouldn't be a which side of the aisle you believe or walk in, whether it's Democratic, Independent, or, you know, the Republican side. It should be a matter of what's in the best interest of America. We are Americans, first and foremost. Now, I'm not running for office, but I will have to say you get rather tired of listening to I don't agree with that because I'm a Democrat, or I don't agree with that because I'm a Republican.
Yeah.
Come on, people. Yeah. What's in the best interest of what God made this earth was founded under God, and I'm just going to tell you, we work together as brothers and sisters, and we should accomplish anything. There's nothing this country hasn't been able to accomplish. Now, you can't tell me we can't come up with a program that works to where even if there's ones in here, I'm not going to get into the legals and illegals, I'm not going to classify anybody. But if there's a program where people are willing, and that takes the applicants, it takes the immigrants too, being able to step up and saying, I'm willing to get underneath a corresponding program to where I will work, do the job as all the precious immigrants that have come into this country looking for employment or a better way of life have done. They went through the process. Yes, they paid the money. They did whatever was necessary that was required by the Immigration Council and its people to step into this and do it the right way. That's all anybody wants. That's what we require at Champion. That's what we desire. We want to see people that want to get ahead. And why wouldn't you wrap your arms around anybody that wants to get ahead?
And I don't want to put words in your mouth, but I think I know this guy well enough that if somebody came in who just said, you know, I would love to really learn to be a good Finnish carpenter, but I know I don't have the skills, but I got a work ethic. Can you help me get to that point? I bet you say yes.
I would absolutely say yes. In fact, I've got a lot of people that have grown up. My average tenure at Champion is 18 to 20 years.
Wow.
And I've got people that have come in that knew nothing, but they showed up every day, which anymore is a very difficult thing, it seems like, to be responsible, because when they show up today, they want to show up. I interviewed one just the other day, Manny. And I was sitting there interviewing a young man who come in with that mindset. And the whole time I'm on there, he's not looking at me. He's looking at his cell phone. And so he's got his cell phone, and he's talking to me about, yeah, I'm your guy. And he's typing away. And finally I said, young man, I'm going to give you a word of advice whether you want to hear it or not.
I bet.
You need to take that phone and go put it in the car if you have any shot. Because if you're not listening to me now, you know, we become a faction. You start talking about this program about employment, and I could get on a soapbox here about how convenient it is that everybody thinks that that cell phone, that mini computer, that amount of time that you could spend, you can't get away from it. And so everybody that's employed now, getting paid salary or whatever the position may be, doesn't really matter the method of compensation. We sit in a realm to where we think that we have the right to have that cell phone on us at all times. I applaud the school system in the state of South Carolina who finally said, you cannot have your phone in school. I wish, and believe me, considering it myself, the fact that because there's so many interruptions that they get so one-sided, you get 60% of their occupant time. The question of being an ethical and a on time and giving the most effort to our employers, okay, that's what I sell every day. Guys, we're going to give you the top line effort. And you have to have an employee base that has that mindset. We have to change people. We have to change our mindset or we're going to lose this country. And if it's not the immigration issue, there's going to be other things that will come in and take over and will prosper and will grow in position and in power, because we have stepped back and let them do it on our unwillingness to work. One last point. My daddy used to say it this way, and he was absolutely right. I can give you a job, but I can't make you work. But the result of not working leaves you without a job.
Yeah, I knew that was coming. Okay, I think we've done a good job describing the issue. And this is not just one company speaking. I mean, we could go right through this restaurant right now.
Absolutely.
And anybody who's a manager or owns a business would tell you pretty much the same thing. They're lacking people. We need people who will work. I don't know where they've all gone to, you know, whatever. So we're going to go ahead and take our mid-program break. When we come back, we're going to try to see if we can offer some path forward to solving this problem as we continue with our Straight Talk program. Live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. Presented by Founders Federal Credit Union, relax here with Founders, and by Caporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Good Pharmacy is with us, your hometown pharmacy, Ebenezer Road at Camden Avenue in Rock Hill. Okay, what we do here at Substation 2, they're lined up and ready to go. We do fresh subs and saddles. We do it 6 days a week between 10 in the morning and 9 o'clock at night. How we do it is in the white letters, and if you can read the King's English, we want you to join in with us. At the count of three, are we ready? One, two, three.
Slice.
Garden.
Back after these words.
If it's 12:30, it's Straight Talk on WRHI and CN2.
Have you ever wondered why so many people enjoy dining at Substation 2?
It's just always a great, consistent meal.
Enjoy the Italian sub with the salami.
I enjoy just the atmosphere.
I'm Charlie Ruffalo, and I guarantee you'll feel the same way after eating here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
If your primary care physician has recommended surgery for a medical condition and non-invasive medical treatments are not an option, you may want to talk to your surgeon about new, less invasive surgical techniques. At Piedmont Medical Center, we use Da Vinci Robotic Surgery, a robot-assisted system controlled by a surgeon designed to allow for greater surgical precision during many general GYN and urology procedures that potentially offers you a quicker recovery. Learn more online at PiedmontMedicalCenter.com. Piedmont Medical Center, a community built on care.
When disaster strikes, one of the most important things is getting life back to normal. A little compassion can go a long way. Paul Davis is here for you. Paul Davis is committed to handling any property damage with exceptional care, because what we do is about more than property. It's about people. We have the training and expertise necessary to completely restore your property fast. For all your cleanup and restoration needs, call the experts at Paul Davis Restoration at 329-1140 or find us online at pauldavisrockhill.com.
When you're getting a bundle from Comporia, you're getting an all-seeing, all-knowing personal security detail. You're getting shows and, oh yeah, more shows. You're getting a social calendar filled with family game time, game day get-togethers, and don't worry, we saved you a spot on the couch parties, because we're not just your internet company. We're your yes to all of the above company.
Don't resign your retirement plan to some rule of thumb. Your own personal retirement is unique to you and your family. Give our common sense investing approach a shot. Anderson Griggs Investments, a genuine money manager right here in Rock Hill. 324-5044 or online at andersongriggs.com.
Have you ever wondered why so many people enjoy dining at Substation 2?
Love the bread. Number 19's the best.
Fresh, delicious bread.
It's fresh.
The food is really good, and it's a great price.
I'm Charlie Ruffalo, and I guarantee you'll feel the same way after eating here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
Straight Talk on WRHI-FM 100.1 and CN2 is brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
And back we are here at Substation 2. Cherry Road across from Winthrop. John Warden, the founder and chief operator of Champion Services here in Rock Hill, is with us today. And we're not talking about building anything. We're not talking about tearing down anything. No remodeling, none of that kind of stuff that we talk about every Monday on WRHI with his special vignette called "We Didn't Think You Could Do That," but we now found out he can do it. So we're talking here about people. We need people who will work, and it's not just at Champion Services. It's at Substation 2. It's at every business that I know throughout the area. All right, the problem is there. Everybody knows it. So what is a simple solution to get something started just right here in Rock Hill, South Carolina? You got any ideas?
I do.
Go.
Coalition. Okay, you have to start with the colleges. First of all, you have to meet with the colleges and the people in position that they're going to note. You know, guidance counselors are fabulous people. In my life, it's been mentors and people that you listen to. They were smart people. Some of them weren't position-holding people. They were people that had good what's missing in a lot of today, horse sense, called common sense. And those are the things we need. You have to sit around, and you have to sit around and stop talking. We have to get about action. The action of it is we have to go back and create programs and mindsets. Begin to interview. Guidance counselors need to look at a young person and say, listen, you know, you may not be cut out for this particular field. You want to not to destroy your dreams, and you can always do that. But these are things that are open to you to make a good living, be able to put a roof over your head for your house, your family to come, and whatever it be. And you can prosper well in the industry of construction. Look around us, people. Everything about this area is exploding. Everything that's being built is not built by a machine. Doesn't happen that way. Roofs don't go on by a machine.
Right.
Concrete doesn't go in. Landscaping doesn't go in. Yeah, you got a grass cutter, but you got somebody operating. There has to be hands-on approach. And so the general operations of this country, if you take away the blue collar, the construction worker, if you get the ones out that'll get in the ditches, climb the ladders, do the things that other people seem to be deemed, well, I couldn't do that. Well, yeah, you can if you have to. It's a great make 'em. And so if you have to, you will. So my idea of coalition is start to garner with the schools, the York Technical Colleges, the other colleges, the Clintons, the Winthrops, and start to process and have a communication from business owners. Let them listen to their needs, not necessarily lawmakers. I don't know what lawmakers are going to be able to do unless they incentivize. This isn't something. This is the people. This is the people's church. We have to get in and get involved and say to the people, okay, now, we need to make a difference here. Honestly, folks, I'm on a soapbox today, and forgive me, but I'm tired of watching young, able-bodied men and women sitting at home when there's plenty to do. And everywhere you go, somebody's looking for somebody just to show up. I'll teach them. I hear it on a daily basis from fellow constituents. It's not to make slaves out of them, not to make them or drag them into something that they don't want to do. Nobody really wants to go to work. Nobody wants to have to be responsible. That's not inherently born in you, but that's an achieved thing. So we got to go back to education process. We got to go back to rearing. We have to sit down and we have to talk through this with parents and encourage their young people that maybe aren't cut out for college. But boy, they can handle a shovel or a hammer or a rake or a drill or a screwdriver and can make a formidable living. Not to mention in the workout world we're in, we can keep them in pretty good shape too.
But you know, it seems to me that the Clinton colleges, the York Techs, all the rest of them need to be involved. But I think you need to almost start at a younger level. I think you need to get with the Rock Hill schools, with the Fort Mill schools, with, you know, Clover and York. They're the ones who I think are exposing the kids to some degree to what they call applied technology, where they've got all different types of fields out there where you use your hands, auto mechanics, finished carpentry, masonry, all this kind of stuff that's out there. Those are the conversations I think you need to start with.
I think it starts with parenthood at home.
Bingo.
Daddy, if you're outside cutting the grass, you got kids, male or female, bring them outside. Pick up the sticks. Do this. Pick this up. The chores in the home, the responsibilities. As a grandchild growing up, my grandfather had a place. And let me tell you something. He got up at 3:30, 4, 4:30. I know I'm looking at a fella that gets up that early every morning to make the news and to do his work. But that's a career choice. But yet it's the ethic of the work. You put it in them to know that without having being told, I got to go to work. I think it's missing that it's okay to not. Well, you know, we mamas, I'm sorry, daddies, you got to let them get dirty. You got to let them get mistakes. And yeah, they might come home scratched up, beat up, and sunburned. And they might come home cold in the winter. Guess what? This is what this country was founded on. That's the only way they're going to build a tradition of the ethic of work is to put them to work. And you don't have to put them in dangerous situations, but you have to make them responsible. There has to be lists. Call them chores. I remember being woken up one time at 11:30 at night in bed. My dad came home from work, and the grass wasn't cut. You know what I was doing at 11:45?
Started to mow her.
I was cutting the grass out in the backyard. Dad said, I don't care if you run over yourself. And he wasn't that cruel. He was making a point. I did not forget it, and that's been a number of years ago. He didn't have to tell me twice.
Yeah, and now you're talking about something that is impacting everything, and that is in many households today, not all of them, but many, they don't teach discipline. There is no such thing as discipline. And we know what happens, you know, if you spare the rod, you spoil the child, that kind of thing.
Yes.
I'm not talking about spanking somebody. I'm just talking about discipline. You're going to do this, and you're going to do that. All right, so here's an idea for you, Mr. Champion Services. You're in the process of building a nice, plush but not overly ostentatious showroom out there on the 21 bypass.
Yes, I am, and all those adjectives.
Yeah, all right. Wouldn't it be interesting if you did some type of a meet and greet where you would just open it up to moms and dads and kids, male and female, that would like to come out to Champion Services just to have a conversation about what it is to be in the trades, what it is to be a carpenter. Have somebody like John there, who is he's an incredible finished carpenter, and talk about what he does and how he does it. And those who work for you so they could get an exposure. And then, who knows, you may get somebody who wants to get into the, I'll call it the Champion Services Apprentice Program.
Well, the neat part about what we do is creativity. There's a lot of creative people in the world, obviously. Look at what's been founded and what's been built and what's been designed. And look at the abilities. We can sit in front of a TV now, and I got a five-year-old at home that can sit and just work anything. And so all of that was created by somebody willing to take and be creative. In the construction industry, that is creativity. That's what it is.
Not
and
sure.
If you want to take an exercise, well, I could do it this way, or I could – there's techniques that everybody needs to find by foundations, and, of course, we got codes to meet all of that. But if you want to walk into a room and say, I can turn this into that, I can do this. And that's an education no one can unemploy you from.
Oh, sure.
And applied knowledge of education, when you get down to your skill set, you become a valuable entity. So, yes, speaking of that venue that is being created somewhat, there is a room under construction right now, literally today, with electricians and carpenters and all the things that are going to happen that it's going to be for this exact thing, for conferences, for small consideration. Yes, it's going to be built for other ministry purposes too, but the purpose of it is to come in, and if you've got something at your home you want to do, the same thing that's going to happen here with, I'd be glad to host any type of meet and greet conference with any business owner anywhere, would share ideas, bring homeowner. How do I raise my – listen, I got seven kids. Know a little bit about it, but at the same time, too, the idea behind it is put us in a position to where we can make the future generation more prosperous. We used to be the industrial revolution leaders of the world. Now we service it.
Yeah. Good stuff, really good stuff. But you're right, the conversation needs to start in the home somehow. Maybe that's through the high schools, through PTO meetings. Maybe it's through the high schools with, you know, I know the superintendent of Rock Hill Schools is going out on a series of half a dozen meet and greets with the community at different schools. Maybe somehow people like yourself who really want to try to address this problem, be proactive on it, can get out there side by side with them and say, hey, look, bing, we want to talk to you.
Well, I challenge anyone in school district or anywhere else that needs somebody to come in and help push that program, I'm in. And I'm going to tell you why. Not just about promoting football, which we do for the USA and the Grand Open and all the local schools, and I love these kids that get out and go to work. That's what they do.
They do.
They go to work. And so with that, it's not just that. It's just the ability to put them in a process or to encourage these young people. Maybe you're not cut out for the school for this type of education, but there's a whole nother education you can learn. And not only that, if we can get ourselves behind it and reward one another,
yeah.
Okay?
Good point.
Encourage one another to get up and say, hey, I've got something in my yard I wish your young man or your young woman could come help me do. Begin to invest in the young people, and I promise you that will pay off in rewards we can't even measure in this lifetime.
So if this conversation has resonated with anybody today, I hope you think about it, take it home, sit down and talk with the youngsters that may be in your house. And if you'd like to talk to John Warden, Champion Services, just call him. Leave a message. He'll get back to you when he can get back to you, but he will get back to you. And we've run out of time, my friend. I knew this would happen. We could have gone on for a long time.
We could keep going. Yes, sir.
And we'll bring the conversation up from time to time. Okay, that's going to wrap up our Straight Talk program live from Substation 2. Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. And by Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. One more time, because the doc is in the house, and he, of course, is not chewing on potato chips right now. He is going to pay attention to what we're going to say here. Fresh subs and salads. We ready? I'll get your mouth clear. That's right. 6 days a week between 10 in the morning and 9 o'clock at night. How we do it at the count of three. One, two, three.
Slice, slice, slice. Garden, garden, garden.
Have yourself a wonderful day. We'll see you on the radio tomorrow. Bye.